every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Farm living is the life for me.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, first Saturday of the new year. A little something different today. Happy New Year. Thanks for getting up and spending your Saturday morning with us, your Arizona tradition for now 34 years. And if you listen, you know that we have the first Saturday of the month, Farm Fresh, with the Arizona Farm Bureau. Second Saturday of the month in this 8 o'clock outdoor living hour, we have Talking Trees with Save a Tree. Third Saturday of the month, Notes from Nursery with Jay Harper. Fourth Saturday of the month, we have Farmer Greg. Now, this isn't the fourth Saturday of the month, but we did not broadcast on Christmas Day. Our radio affiliates had special programming that they played. And January is a five-week month, so we're still on 2021 calendar with Farmer Greg. And today we're talking permaculture, but if you joined us all year long with Farmer Greg, you know we would have covered fruit trees, citrus trees, garden water, successful soil. I'm going through the calendar here, preserving your harvest, water harvesting, a lot of water, composting. There it was from June, July, and August. We dropped into backyard fruit trees, seed saving in September, October was citrus again, November, edible landscapes. That was a lot of fun. And now we're into December, permaculture. So before we can completely kiss 2021 goodbye, we got to pick up last Saturday's program that would have originally aired on Christmas Day that, you know, hopefully y'all had a blessed time with your family and had a week off. We did close the week between Christmas and New Year's, so we're back to work here on New Year's Day, and we've got Farmer Greg with permaculture. Take it away.
Hello, hello, hello. Well, I am not hungover today, so that's good.
You know, I've never been one that can make it past about 8, 9, 10 if I get a nap.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather go to bed early and get up early. What's so, you know, that's just me.
Unless the fireworks keep you up.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and then the dog starts barking because of the fireworks. So we're talking about permaculture. Permaculture is something really exciting that I discovered over 30 years ago. And so let me tell you a little story. In the early 70s, I wrote a paper on how we were overfishing the oceans. I was in the eighth grade, and I had a big sense in the early to mid 70s that the way we were living on the planet wasn't quite right, the way we were consuming things. And so back then, this idea of how do we work with nature got planted really solidly in me. And fast forward to 1981, and I was dreaming up a fish farm in Arizona where everything on that fish farm would get used. So the fish would be raised, and the fish poop would be used for fertilizer, and all the fish leftovers would be used for fertilizer. And so this, and now what we call that is a regenerative farm. But I was thinking about that in the early 80s. And now fast forward 10 more years to 1991, and this flyer arrives in the mailbox here at the Urban Farm. I have no idea how they tracked me down. And it was talking about
was before cell phones.
This was before cell phones and email and all that stuff. And so I have no idea how they tracked me down, but they sent me a flyer for what is called a permaculture design course. And a permaculture design course, or PDC, is a 72-hour deep dive into what permaculture is. And I'm going to explain in a minute what permaculture is. And we actually, since 1991, I've actually offered many permaculture design courses. In fact, we have one coming up this February. So next month, we've got a 72-hour permaculture design course coming up. So if this piques your interest, go to urbanfarm.org. We have a free introduction to permaculture class we're going to be doing on Zoom this month. And, you know, check it out. So remember the regenerative farm? A regenerative farm recreates itself over time. What we do in permaculture is we learn from nature. So basically, my definition of permaculture is the art and science of working in the flow of nature. We human beings think we know how to do nature better than nature knows how to do nature. And my late good friend, Toby Hemingway, used to say, nature always bats last. Nature's always going to win. And we human beings have to get that we can't outthink nature. Nature will always figure it out. So what we do in permaculture is we look to natural systems to see how they work, and then we integrate them in their yard. And I have lots of examples on how I've done that here at the Urban Farm over the next, course of the next hour. I'll talk about that. And the definition of permaculture from the founders, which is David Holmgren and Bill Mollison, they kind of co-created this in the 70s, is permaculture, permanent agriculture. It's a derivative word of permanent agriculture or permanent culture. So permaculture is the conscious design and maintenance of agriculturally productive systems. And I have since, this is their definition back in the 70s.
And Farmer Gray, I'm going to have you repeat that because I was still stuck meditating on this nature bats last. And I missed that last definition. I want to hear that one more time.
Nice. No problem. Okay. So permanent agriculture or permanent culture is where permaculture comes from. And it's the conscious design and maintenance of agriculturally productive systems. Now, I have since taken it, and many people have taken it further than that, and they say design and maintenance of human interaction systems with nature. So how can we look at the entire landscape of our lives and put permaculture or natural systems in place?
And I like that conscious design. But one thing I don't have to do with nature is maintenance. So could you consciously design it to not have to maintain it?
Yes. That's the whole point. Because maintaining is in our human brain. One of the things that drives me nuts, and this has driven me nuts for pretty much my entire life, is people mow their lawns, take the grass clippings, which is next year's fertilizer, and throw them away. They rake the leaves and throw them away. Again, wherever away is at, that's some distant landfill place. But both of those, leaves and grass, is next year's fertilizer. The best thing you can do for your lawn is get a mulching lawnmower. And then spread all of those leaves that you have in your yard underneath the mulching lawnmower and let the lawnmower mulch them so it's your next year's humus and fertilizer and compost.
Regenerative.
Regenerative. Okay, so let's talk about that word regenerative. It's the one that I discovered in the early 90s when I was doing the permaculture design course. There is degenerative, and then there's regenerative. And I have been studying this my entire life. I've been studying permaculture for the last 30 plus years. And what I have come to is that humans create degenerative systems. In fact, I believe that every single human system that has been put in place, our cars, the chair I'm sitting in, the desk I'm sitting at, our roadways, our pipes, our bridges, all of the infrastructure, everything that we create, over time, it breaks down. Eventually, this chair I'm sitting in is going to get thrown away somewhere. That is degenerative. Now, when we look at nature, natural systems regenerate themselves over time. So over the course of a year, 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, the natural systems in my yard, in the forests, in the desert, they recreate themselves without human intervention. So that's what regenerative is. The problem with degenerative systems, is they break down. there's an end for every single degenerative system on the planet. And remember what I said a minute ago. Every single human system is degenerative. I know, this is my opinion. I've been looking at this for over 30 years, and I have yet to find a human system that is regenerative. And I challenge anybody to take a look and email me at greg@urbanfarm.org and say, hey, Greg, this is a human system that's regenerative. So what we do in permaculture, after we've distinguished degenerative, regenerative, nature puts in regenerative systems. So what we do as humans, we look at the natural systems around us and see how we can replicate them in our spaces. And that's really what permaculture is how can we replicate them in our spaces?
And today we're going to be talking about putting that in your personal outdoor space. Front yard, backyard, patio, tower gardens, however the case may be. Farmer Greg does a lot of experimenting and has a relatively limited space.
A third of an acre.
And has experimented with all the different types of systems and how we can make our own little permaculture in our on our home to have our own, you know, sustainable food source right out the back door or front door.
Right. Well, and there's so many things that you can actually do that's not food-based.
And we're talking about all those things here at Rosie on the House. Happy New Year. We're going to go on our first break and come back and continue our conversation with Farmer Greg here at Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. Text 411-923 or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com.